$29, light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Pharaohs and gilts are $2 lower at $15 to $25 with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. And pork cutout values are sharply higher at the midday, up $2.53 at $69.74. The primals are mostly higher with large gains in the bellies, hams, ribs, and loins. I'm Megan Grebner on Brownfield.
What? A 4-point.
Your news and public affairs connection. It's Central Iowa Today with the KFJB News Team.
And we welcome you to Central Iowa Today on this Tuesday for some of us, and for some of the rest of us, it's more like Monday, but that's okay. We're on News Talk 1230 KFJB, and we are looking forward to learning all about Oktoberfest. And we were joking right before we went on the air. I wanted to check and make sure I had the title correct. I didn't know I was talking to the president, but that's okay. President of Oktoberfest, Mary Lee Weatherman, joins us. Thank you for being here today. And it's like a lot of other folks, it's been an interesting few weeks for you, hasn't it, with the help of that tornado?
It sure has. On July 23rd, it was determined that the courthouse grounds and the courthouse would be closed for approximately a year, and we knew at that point we would need to find a different location. And thank goodness the Marshalltown Fairgrounds mm-hmm. has allowed us to have the entire weekend out there, which is, that weekend is September 27th through the 29th.
So basically what you're saying is that and we've talked about this a little bit earlier, but you know, before July 19th, you were probably just cooking right along. You had everything basically in place, just worrying about some of these last minute details. You had everything set, and then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, now what do we do, right?
Exactly. Big changes. A lot of our members have, Oktoberfest members have been on the board for quite a long time and have taken care of events for years. So mm-hmm. it was just kind of, you know, it's going to happen. That's the way it always has been. But this year, it's going to be maybe even a little bit better. The fairgrounds is quite large. Mm-hmm. We found alternatives for each event, and we're really looking forward to having a good time.
And so the process was just probably a little daunting at first, but with the help of the Central Iowa Fairgrounds, it's probably been a fairly smooth transition under the circumstances for you.
There's been a bunch of small details, but sure. We're so lucky to have those fairgrounds available to us.
Well, let's talk about this. I was favorite family fall festival, best family fall festival. I can never remember that unless I have it right in front of me. But anyway, it's a great time all weekend, and a lot of folks put in a lot of time to make it so. But it's going to start September 29th.
7th.
At 27th, I'm sorry.
Thursday the 27th.
I don't know why I have the 29th down
it, it
here.
It starts on Thursday the 27th with the kids' events.
The kids' events. Talk yes. about all the kids' events you okay. got coming up.
Well, as usual, just like we had downtown, there is a little Mr. and Miss Oktoberfest registration that starts at 5:15 mm-hmm. and runs to 5:45. And then we will crown little Mr. and Miss Oktoberfest at 6 p.m. that night. There's also Zumba. It's great fun for the entire family. There's a basketball spot shot. The Kingdom Clowns will be there, face painting. There's also big wheel races. And also new this year is a game truck that is like a bus that's full of video games. It's free.
Oh, really?
Kids will be allowed to go in, and adults, and go in and play games. Later that evening on Thursday night, we're having a DJ teen dance. We're trying to get some of these so-called tweeners to participate, and that will also be on Thursday night.
Well, that'll be that. That sounds like so that that. How big of a bus is this? Do you have any idea? I'm just thinking of a regular type, almost a school bus type thing, but.
It is.
Is that what it is, a school bus?
That's what I'm assuming also. Yeah.
That's interesting. And that's great in the fact that it is free. And so you crown little Miss and Mr. Oktoberfest, and then, you know, they kind of reign over the rest of the proceedings, especially when it comes to the parade. We're not jumping too far ahead, but the parade on Saturday morning. So they'll be helping lead the parade, right?
Exactly. And it's always a great thrill
So then we go on to Friday, and then that's when things really get kicked off, especially for us big kids. and so tell us about what you have on the agenda for Friday.
Okay. So while I wanted to tell everyone that the carnival shows up Thursday evening also, and
sure.
it is set up through the entire weekend, and we also have food vendors that will be at the fairgrounds. But on Friday night, there will be a car show, but it's a little bit different this year. There's no registration required, and there's no fee, and we're also going to include motorcycles. It's a bit different with the gravel and not paved roads inside mm-hmm. the fairgrounds, so some car people don't want to do that. Some motorcycle people do not want to do that. But for those who do, they can show up at the East Gate starting at about 4 o'clock. We have four really nice prizes to give away that evening. Besides that, we have crafters and merchants then starting on Friday night and going through the weekend. Beer sales will start at 5 p.m.
And that's always important to know.
Exactly. While you're listening to music, which starts at 5:30.
There you go.
And the first band is the Brazilian Twins. And then the final band of the evening mm-hmm. is called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and they were here last year, and so were the Brazilian Twins, and we had great comments and feedback from the community, so we're looking forward to that, and we will give away the car show and the motorcycle awards at about 8 p.m. on Friday night.
So where will the vehicles, will they be, people are familiar with the fairground, are they going to be kind of on the west side of the fairgrounds, out in the open, or are they going to be scattered around the fairgrounds, where will they be? Where can you go to see all the cars?
They will be east of the activities building.
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. East of the activities building. And with no registration, are you going to do any, is there going to be any voting this year for best car or anything like that? Or
It goes certain years of cars. That'll be the,
okay.
And I don't know exactly
that's okay.
what they are, but it goes by years. If it's older than this or newer than
okay.
this, and that's.
I know a lot of folks love to walk up and down and look at those cars, so they'll have a chance. And then adding the motorcycles should bring some additional folks out there, because if car people are proud of their vehicles, I know motorcyclists are proud of their two-wheelers, too.
We hope so. We hope that we have a lot of interest this year.
So where will the bands be playing?
They are going to be just inside the main gate at the fairgrounds, and there's kind of a fence on the west side where there's a large parking lot on the west
right,
side, and just
right.
inside that gate will be the band shell.
Okay.
And then the... that's where the bands will be all weekend.
That's where the bands will be all weekend.
Right.
So throughout the weekend.
Right.
And then the carnival, because you have more room out there, will the carnival be able to have a few more offerings than maybe it would have had downtown?
Our carnival from last year has retired. And
ah.
so it's all new carnival for us this year. And we're looking forward to it. It's called Gopher Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that it is better than last year, but we expect it to be just as good
just
and have
good.
Lots of fun.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure everybody will have a great time. And as I mentioned, you know, it's nice that we're going to wring all the rain out of the atmosphere now so we don't have it interrupt with anything at the end of the month, right?
Exactly. That's what we're all hoping.
And then, of course, Saturday, you know, the big item, everything starts on Saturday with that parade. And was it very hard to get to figure out a way to shift that from Main Street to another location out by the fairgrounds?
It's harder than you think. It takes a lot of room to line up over 100 parade entries.
It sure does.
And the last few years, we have had over 100. And we are so lucky to have the First Baptist Church on 7th Avenue provide us their parking lot, and we're using 7th Avenue. We're also using the high school to feed in the bands and come down Olive Street. So the parade will actually start on 7th Avenue,
okay.
and it'll come down. It'll go on Olive Street to 7th Avenue. It'll go right past the fairgrounds. So bring your lawn chair
out. To 17th Avenue.
I apologize. Yes, to 17th Avenue. And so you can bring your lawn chair to the fairgrounds. There should be lots of room to view the parade, and we hope that we have a lot of interest.
And a little bit of a shade along there, too, probably, now that I think about it.
Yeah, and we'll have Kyle there by the fairground sign.
Excuse me. Yeah, Kyle will be there to provide all the commentary, and he's already been talking about it. He's not sure exactly what kind of fancy tuxedo. I don't know if he can outdo Denny Grabenbauer or not.
I don't think anyone
can. But he's going to try to do that. So the carnival starts at 10, and that's always good for a couple of hours of fun and watching everybody participate. And hopefully you'll have just as many entrants. They won't be put up by the fact that it's in a separate location, because a parade, you can organize it the same way no matter where it goes, right?
That's what we're hoping. Also, this year, with the food vendors, there's over a dozen of them, just like we've had downtown in the past. Mm-hmm. There'll be lots of great items to snack on, mm-hmm. and meals. And on Saturday also, we have Shaw Taekwondo, who will give a demonstration, okay. and then also Max Tumbling. So as soon as the parade's over, that we have a lot of events. Starting at 1 o'clock, there will be what we've integrated, the Kids Fun Run and the Adult Color Run. So there will be a quarter-mile color run for kids, a half-mile color run for kids, and then a 1 mile color run for children, but also adults. And that will stay right within the fairgrounds, and that's where the trail will be around, right inside the fairgrounds.
Wow. So the adult maximum is a mile too, or are they going to go a little bit farther on the fun run?
No, it's just a mile.
Fun run.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
There's no registration fee.
I know they've had different types of races in the past, yep. So different lengths.
If you don't want a t-shirt and you don't want the packet, then there's no cost to it at all.
But so, you got to come out and get some color, right?
Yes. That's the fun part. Everyone loves that. Even the people who get to throw it enjoy it.
I bet you might have a waiting list of people ready to throw some of that color, I would guess. So that all happens at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
After the parade.
After the parade. And then, of course, we talked about, have you had pretty good response from crafters and vendors who are wanting to set up for Oktoberfest this year?
I sure have. I have over 22 crafters and vendors that want to participate.
Good.
We're waiting for registration fees to come in to verify what that exact mm-hmm. number is going to be. Our local emergency management team, and the head of that is Kim Elder,
sure.
and she reached out to us, and she would like to recognize some of the groups, some of the fire departments, some of the teams that have come to our community to help with the cleanup. So as we proceed with music and stuff in the afternoon on Saturday, she's going to recognize these groups, and we're really excited
cool.
to help her do that,
because there were a lot of folks who did a lot of things, put in a lot of time and effort to help get the community back up and running that was affected by the tornado,
and continue to do
and
that.
Yes,
and we're so grateful, and we really wish that we could help donate to fire departments or however we can help, but just the recognition is the main thing, and just to tell people thank you for all you've done.
All right, that sounds cool. Now, you also have some music going along all afternoon and evening long on Saturday.
That's true. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, we'll start with the women's chorus.
Okay.
And then at 1:30 will be Buzz Owen. And he's a local gentleman, and he's going to play music for us. At 2:30 is Stuttering Jimmy and the Goosebumps.
I love the name. Love the name.
It made me stutter just to talk about it. And then at 4 o'clock, we start with Crystal City. And then at 5:30, the Mary Runyon Band plays until about 7. And then at 7:30, 5:30, we have a band that's called Saved by the 90s, and they do their own version or parodies of the 90s and dress up, and it's really crowd interactive, and we're really hoping to have a lot of fun with that.
That wouldn't have anything to do with Saved by the Bell, would it? Saved by the 90s, Saved by the Bell?
Exactly.
Might have there.
But
you also have something else on the afternoon that's... If I say a car hop, that brings some other images to mind, but it's not the right image, is it, when you think about a car hop?
No, because at 4 o'clock, we're having what we are calling a car hop, but it is hydraulic cars that move from side to side, the front or the rear, or they hop and they jump around. And this is new to us this year at Oktoberfest, and we're really looking forward to that. I hope there's a lot of interest generated there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, too, because I've seen some of those. I think sometimes I have a car that does that unintentionally. But these are ones that do it on purpose. So that car hop is at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
That's right.
All right. Now, let's talk about Sunday here for just a minute, because I've heard some conflicting things about, well, we don't know if we'll be able to do Sunday. And then I heard maybe there would be Sunday. So what options are there going to be on Sunday, if any, for Oktoberfest this year?
Well, we did cancel the motorcycle rodeo and show for Sunday, but we're allowing motorcycles to be a part of the car show on Friday. But the whole event on Sunday has been canceled. But at this time, we do not have any activities set for Sunday. The food vendors and the carnival have the option. The carnival will be there, and I'm assuming food vendors will be too, and our crafters and merchants have the option to stay. But like I said, at this time we don't have any actual events set.
Okay, but the carnival will be there.
Exactly.
How long will the carnival be running every night?
It goes until 10 o'clock.
Till 10 o'clock? Okay.
Yes.
Just like it would have been downtown and that the last few years, but just... And so, where is the carnival going to be in relation to the rest of the? I mean, you got a lot of space to work with out there. That must be kind of nice.
Yeah, and they're going to be just west of the main fence at the fairground. So, kind of in the parking lot, a little bit towards Casey's.
Okay.
But
sure.
Really visible from the street, so you can't miss it. Come on out! And like I said earlier, a lot of the events for Oktoberfest are free. Or very low cost, and with the devastation we've had in our community, we're really needing to provide some fun for our families.
We've just got about a minute left. Anybody you want to make a shout out to or want to mention that's really helped put all of this back together again after the tornado kind of tried to pull it apart a little bit?
Well, first of all, we need to thank the Marshall County Fair Association for being so gracious with us and working and opening up every building and every gate and allowing us to participate to have Oktoberfest at the fairgrounds. Also, my Oktoberfest board, everybody has been so helpful at figuring out what event needs to be at what location and at what time and what we could do and what we couldn't do. We've had great donations this year. We have two diamond sponsors, Fisher Emerson and Lennox, and we are very grateful to them.
All right. We got to run.
Okay.
Thanks for being here, Mary Lee Weatherman. Oktoberfest 28th, 29th, and 30th. Thanks for being on Central Iowa Today.